Blog Talk Radio.
I have to put on the breastplate of righteousness. I have to put Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, on the planet Earth, you better get excited. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Tonight's host, ladies and gentlemen, is Evangelist Jackie Mays. And y'all better do some cartwheels and flips right now because it's 2021. Straight to the Point. Yeah, the first show for 2021. Hallelujah. Y'all better give God some praise out there. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. It's 2021. Welcome to Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen. We've got another song coming up and a few announcements, and then Evangelist Mays will be with you guys. But let's get the Lord another hand clap of praise in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Yay. Hallelujah. Hey, that number, ladies and gentlemen, 347-843-4559. You can listen to the program, request prayer. Or if you got some testimonies from last year, ladies and gentlemen, that you want to share, you can do that as well. Feel free to do that. On top of that, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. We're glad to take your calls later on as Evangelist opens up the lines for you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also, too, we want to let you know that we're excited about the new year. Know that we're praying for you. We'll continue to pray for you as well. Also, too, we give honor, as does Evangelist Mays will probably do as well. We give honor to Dr. Henderson for this network called Straight to the Point. Thank you, 2021. Thank you, Doc. Amen. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that number once more time is 347. One more time, 347-843-4559. Tweet that out. Fax out LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, all points north. Ladies and gentlemen, let people know that Evangelist Mays is on Straight to the Point tonight. And we give God all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. Yeah. Amen. All right, we'll be back in right after this wonderful song, ladies and gentlemen. Bless you.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. You know, one thing that has kept me in my trying time is that God told me that my wilderness was not permanent. Say your neighbor, say your wilderness is not permanent. It's only a temporary situation. Just touch about three people and tell them what you're going through. It's only a test. It's only a test. It's only a test.
Oh,
Please.
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, this is Straight to the Point 2021. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go right to Evangelist Mays on this one. Evangelist Mays, welcome. Happy New Year to you, man. God bless you. Powerful.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. I'm telling you, that one right there makes you cut a rug.
Absolutely, man. I just almost forgot what I was doing.
Yes, them feet get to going, and them arms get to swinging. Good God Almighty.
Amen,
amen, amen, amen. Well, we praise God once again for another episode of Straight to the Point. Good God Almighty. We want to welcome everybody to Straight to the Point. We want to welcome you to 2021. Amen. Happy New Year to everyone. Amen. We thank God for another year, 2021, and we made it. We made it. Amen. And we thank God for that. We thank God for each and every one of you that are listening on tonight, each and every one of you that have dialed in tonight. We praise God for you. And we want to say thank you for dialing in to Straight to the Point. Amen. If this is your first time calling in or your first time ever hearing Straight to the Point, we want to let you know that Straight to the Point is a prophetic broadcast that deals with the real issues. Amen. With the visionary being Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Amen. And we thank God for you, and we want to welcome you, Point, which we're here every Monday night. Every Monday night, amen, where you know that you will get the word of God. You will get a prophetic word of the Lord. You will get the truth. You will get dealing with real issues of everyday life today that we deal with. Amen. So we want to thank God for you. We welcome you. We thank God for Dr. Vaughn, the baddest network in the world. God bless you, sir. Thank you so much for orchestrating the broadcast tonight. It's always a pleasure to be on with you, and we bless God for you. Amen. But most of all, we thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we know that if it had not been for him, amen, I don't want to know where I would be, but I knew I might not be here today. So I thank God for allowing me and you as well that are listening to be here today. You know, 2020, a lot of people left the earth. Amen. But thank God we're still here. We're still standing. And so that lets me know that God still has something that he wants to do with us. Amen. So we want to give homage tonight to our artists. Amen. We want to give honor to Daryl Coley. The song, He's Preparing Me. Amen. He's preparing me for something that I can't even handle right now. But he's preparing me. He's preparing you. Amen. And he's making us ready just because he cares for us. And then we want to give homage to Bishop Larry Trotter. My God, it's only a test. Amen. I'm telling you, I feel like if I was at church right now, I'd crank that right on back up and we'd shout this thing on out and sweat our hair out and play them tambourines. Good God Almighty. It's only a test. You know, everything that you're going through, everything that you're going through, listen, I want you to know that it's only a test and it won't last forever. It's going to be over real soon. Good God Almighty. All you got to do is keep the faith. Don't give up. Keep the faith and don't give up. It's only a test what it is that you are going through. Amen. We thank God because he is a bringing you all the way through kind of God. Hallelujah. He's not the kind of God that starts and don't finish. Amen. The Bible tells us that he will complete that which he has started within you and within myself. Amen. So we thank God for a God that completes what he starts and that he has a plan, a perfect plan for you and I. You know, Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that I know I know, this is God talking, I know the plan that I have for you, and it is not of evil. Amen. So we thank God for God tonight. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for all of you that are on the line tonight. I am excited about this year. I am excited, and I am looking forward to 2021 to see what it is that God has in store for us as his children, as the body of Christ and the kingdom of God. And I just want to come on really quick tonight, not going to be before you too long. I just want to kind of give a word of encouragement, kind of just jump in here at the beginning of the year and share some things with you all that God's been sharing and dealing with me concerning preparing. Amen. As you heard the song, that God is preparing me for something that I cannot handle right now. Amen. And we're going to be talking a little bit tonight about David. I'm going to be coming from the book of Samuel. I'm going to be coming from a range of chapters, probably from 1 Samuel, maybe the 15th to the somewhere around 19th, 20th chapter. So I'm going to kind of summarize. It's quite a big of a big story to kind of zero into one verse. But I want to talk about being prepared for something great that God has planned for you and for I. And I want you to know, if you're listening on this line tonight, if you dialed in, if you're going to recording, God has a word for you tonight. And I want you to catch this word tonight, that God is preparing you. He's preparing you for something great, something that you may not be ready for right now, but he's going to get you ready. Amen. And so I want to kind of go through a couple of things. I want to, first of all, start with the definition of preparation. And preparation, one definition here is the action or process of making ready or being made ready for use or consideration. The action or process of making ready or being made ready for use or consideration. And I also want to give you another definition for those of you that are taking notes. Process, a series of achieve a particular end, a series of actions or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit tonight about some of the things that you may be experiencing in your everyday life, some of the things you may be experiencing in this season, nearing to the end of last year. You know, you may have found yourself in some situations, some heavy trials and tribulations, but I want to encourage you tonight and let you know that God is preparing you for where it is that he's taking you. And God does things like, he never brings us to something that we're not ready for. And so in this particular case, we're looking at a King Saul's vision and Samuel kind of weeping over him and crying over him. And we know that the Bible says to Samuel, why are you weeping? Why are you mourning over Saul? I have rejected him. In other words, God was like, let's move on, because I've already rejected Saul. I'm already preparing another king to take his place. And so God commands Samuel to go into a particular man's house named Jesse, which has eight sons, I believe. And he tells him to go there, because there I want you to anoint the next king. And so when he gets there, and he meets Jesse, and he, you know, makes the sacrifice, or some, no, I'm here to anoint the next king. And so Jesse brings out his best sons that he feel like is suitable for the job. And as Samuel looked at them, he saw Eliab. I believe that was the first one that he brought out. And Samuel looks at him, and he must have been, in our terms, I'm just going to put it in our terms, he must have been buffed and in shape, or just maybe someone that works out, and everything was just so perfect. You probably could see his abs, and he probably had those big calves, big, tall, strong dude, just got it all together. And the Bible says when Samuel looked upon him, he was like, wow, well, surely he is anointed. Surely this must be the one. And God told him, no, 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 he's not the one. Don't look upon that outer appearance. Don't look upon his outer countenance. Don't look at what you see on the outside, because that may look good and that may look like he can play the part or answer to the call, but that's not what I'm looking at. I'm looking on that heart. I'm looking at the inner man. And so it goes on down the line to a couple of more of his sons, and he said, no, these are not the ones. No, this is not the one. No, this is not it. And so when he goes through the seven, he gets down and he asks as Jesse. He says, are there any more sons in your house? Is this it? And Jesse says, no, I have one more. And he's out tending to the sheep. And I can imagine as the story go on, you know, because the Bible says that they were standing and they weren't sitting. They were standing and he told them to look. I have that one. And I'm assuming there must have been a window or something that he can look out, and he saw David out in the field with the sheep. And he says, send for him. Send to bring him in the house. And so when he brought him in, and he said, oh, yes, surely this is the one. And he anointed David to be king. He anointed him. But he wasn't yet ready to be, to fill those shoes and to fill that position. And so in the time that God had already made up his mind that he was getting rid of Saul, but he already had another in mind, and he already had began to train and to teach and to bring up and to prepare David to take over his position. Now, David ain't quite ready yet, but he got him over there. He already anointed him. So David didn't get the opportunity to fill the position right away, although it was a sealed deal. He said, all right, you're going to be next king, and I'm going to anoint you, but now let's get you ready for it. And so some of you on the line that are listening right now, God has picked you, and he's chosen you some time ago. Some of you even before the birth of your of being here on this earth, even before you were formed into your mom's womb. He said, I've already chosen you, and I picked you. I anointed you even before you even got here on earth. But I got to prepare you. You're not ready for now. And so we begin to go through a compilement of different things throughout your life, and particularly in this season, in this last season. Some of you may begin to experience great rejection. Some of you may be able to say that you experience great tribulations and trials and extensive pressure and difficult times. But I want to let you know that those are the things that are readying you for where God is taking you to next. And so what happened with David was he was tending to sheep in the fields. And remember that he's in training and God's getting him ready for something. But I'm sure at the time he probably didn't know that that was going on. You know, he already had the first thing he had dealt with was rejection from his family. Rejection from his brothers. You know, they were all in the house. They were all had a relationship with their dad, and he's always kind of like an outcast left out in the. So some of you may have even experienced rejection from your family or someone that you're close to or a loved one or something that you really wanted to be accepted and be a part of. But God separated you and sanctified you and called you apart away from the pack, away from the family, away from your sisters, your brothers, or what have you. And so you may feel like an outcast, that you just don't fit in. You know, you're just out there. That was the number one thing that David had to deal with, was the spirit of rejection. And so in the process of his rejection is where God was making him great. And in the process of that, being in the field of rejection, David taking care of the sheep, a lion shows up and snatches up one of the sheep. Now, I'm pretty sure that the second thing that David had to deal with was fear, because if he was out there, you out there with sheep and you're a young boy, and here comes a lion and here comes a bear, I'm pretty sure your first encounter with something that big and vicious looking, you weren't at a parade. I'm pretty sure he about was afraid and scared. But because of the compassion and the heart that he had for the sheep, to protect them and to make sure that they was okay. He put his own life in harm's way. Good God Almighty. He put him on his own self in a position to be hurt or harmed. But because of the heart that he had for the sheep, he went after the lion. He went after the bear. And the Bible says he took the sheep out of the lion's mouth. Amen. And then once he got the sheep secured and put away safely, the lion attacked him and came after him. But God was with him and used him to come against that lion where he could kill that lion with his bare hands and the bear as well. And so not only did he have to overcome rejection, he had to overcome fear as well. And so in the process of that, Saul began to experience a spirit of evilness around him. And his entourage, let's just put it like that, around him was like, you know, you need to do something about this. Every time you go into this rampage of evil and stuff, you need to find somebody to run this spirit away from you. And they said, we know somebody. Let's send for this guy. His name is David. It's Jesse's son. And he plays, and he has skills, and he's able to drive away those evil spirits. And so he said, well, call him up and bring him on over here. So they get David over there. And remind you, we're talking about preparation because God has something great planned for you in this next season, on this next level. And he's preparing you to be ready for what it is that he has you to do. So some of the things that you may be facing may be very extensive things, may be very hurtful. You may be going through loneliness because you're set apart, isolated from the others, not accepted by most, and can't fit in a lot of different arenas and groups and things like that. And so he calls him, and David comes, and David plays the harp. He plays the guitar, and he drives those evil spirits away from Saul, and he begins to have peace, and he was liking it. He says, oh, I like you. I like you. I want you to stay around because this happens to me pretty frequently, and I like the anointing that's on you to drive that away. So he allows him to stay for a while. And so when he went back to check on the sheep, his father says, Mr. Jesse, because they were on a battlefield dealing with a big Philistine, making negotiations and things with them in the battle. I'm kind of jumping here. He went back to his father's house, and his father said, hey, they've been out there fighting for quite a long time. It's been, I don't know, 30, 40 days they've been out there on that battlefield. Why don't you go check on your brothers? They've been out there fighting these Philistines. He said, and take them some lunch. Take them something to eat. And he says, okay. And he takes them something to eat to his brothers out there to the battlefield. And when he gets there, what he finds is a fight going on between the Philistines and the children of Israel. And his brothers are out there at the fight. See them down in the valley fighting. And the Bible says he leaves the food with a keeper and says, let me go down here first and see what's up. And so he gets down there in that valley, and he's like, what is going on? And they tell him, you know, yeah, they're fighting the Philistines, and if we beat them, they would have to be our servants. But look at this big giant. Everybody's scared of him. We're scared of him. And so his brothers come and overhear him conversating. They're like, what are you doing here? You know, go back home. Go on back home. You don't belong out here. He was like, but wait, what's going on out here? And so they told him what they were doing, and he went to Saul, and he said, look, they're out there fighting. They're out there scared. I'm not afraid, because remember, he was prepared already. He's been prepared to deal with fear because of what he had to face, you know, in the field with the sheep. And let me just stop right here and say really quick, God's doing a lot of things in secret to prepare us for what's going to be taking place openly. You know, and I'm reminded of the scripture that says, what's done in secret, God will reward openly. One thing I've come to learn about God and how he does things when he's preparing you for a battle, he hides you. You're alone. You're by yourself. You're isolated. You and him alone. And he doesn't have you out in the forefront, out in the opening while he's getting you ready. It's like boot camp training. It's kind of like you've seen that movie Rocky, how they trained him by himself. He'd take the, be out there by the beaches doing all those long runs. Nobody saw him prepping for this fight. So when he came out, they didn't really know what he could do or what he was capable of, but they saw when they looked upon him the results of what he had been doing in private. And so David had been getting trained in private. So no one really knew what he was capable of because no one saw. It was a one-on-one kind of a deal because God was doing something personally for him to bring him out. And so when he came, he said, let me fight him. And he explained to Saul, look, here's some things that I did. In other words, here's my resume. I like to look at it like that. Here's my resume. I faced rejection. I faced healed bears and lions with my bare hands. I know how to do this. And Saul was like, but you're just a young boy. This boy been doing this since he was alive. He could fight well. That did not discourage David because David knew he had experience about the training and what he could do. He went through it. Long story short, Saul agreed to let him go out. But the thing that Saul tried to do was to put his armor on him and to tell him to wear this, you know. And I'm sure that that probably was so heavy on David, trying to wear his shield and his sword and his helmet and his brass shoes and all of this stuff. And David said, you know what, I can't do this. I haven't proven this. I don't know what this armor do. Give me what I know. Give me my bag with my rocks in it and give me my sling. And I'm going to go take this giant down. And I can imagine they probably was looking at him like, oh, my God, this young kid finna get smashed. And when he showed up, even the Goliath said, what do you think I am, a dog? And so he underestimated David. Why? Because, again, he didn't see him in training. He didn't see him in his prep time. He was in a secret private place while he was getting ready. He didn't see what he had to go through when nobody was looking, nobody else was there, during rejection, during isolation, during where you just can't fit in nowhere, can't be accepted nowhere. Everywhere you go, you're just out of place, you know. And so when David got this started, the Bible said he ran towards the enemy because that's what probably happened on the field. He had to run towards that lion and that bear to overtake him. And he said, this is going to be just like that. I'm going to take him down just like that. And he told that Goliath, he said, you come with a sword. You come with a shield. In other words, you got all that stuff. He said, but I'm coming in the name of the Lord. And he took him down, and he killed him. And he become, long story short, to cut through the story, he became king. He became king. But he had to go through preparations to experience. God was training and teaching. Even when he got in Saul's house and Saul began to get jealous of him and Saul tried to kill him and things like that, all of that time he was in there, Saul made him leader over the warriors and things. He was still receiving training for what he was getting ready to do. God took him to the house of who he was getting ready to replace. Come on, somebody, and begin to finish up his preparation right there in the enemy's camp. And so when David came out, David was well equipped and well ready to be king, but he had to go through. He had to go through, and when he got ready, God was like, now you're ready, because God's not going to bring you to something that you're not prepared for. You know, and many times I've heard people say, oh, well, this one's holding me back, and this one's keeping their foot on me, and this one don't want me to go forth. Let me tell you something. God's not going to allow you to go forth if you're not ready, because he cares for you, and he don't want you to go out there and, first of all, embarrass yourself and bring a reproach upon him because you're not ready. And if you go ahead of your time, oh, you'll soon be back real quick because there's some stuff out there that you didn't know about that you wasn't ready for. So I want to encourage you on tonight to finish out your process. Finish out the preparation because you're going to need it. Don't be anxious for nothing. Don't be in a rush and don't be in a hurry. Get all of the training and all of the preparation that you need, because when you step out, there is no looking back, no going back. Because the Bible tells us a man that put his hand to the plow and look at that is not worthy. It's not worthy of my kingdom. And so we have to make sure that we are good and ready for the call that God has upon our life. And God has great things for us in this season. We're coming in and we're starting off, amen, we're starting off this year and we're starting off strong, and God is setting us up. Amen. Some of you feel like you've been set back and you've had to wait for so long. And I want to encourage you and let you know that God is setting you up for the comeback. Amen. Glory to God, my God, because God's going to bring you back strong. God's going to bring you back fortified. Amen. God's anointing you for your next level. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so I want to encourage you on tonight to tell you to hang in there. Don't give up. And don't quit, because it's only a test. It's only a test. You know, a test, when a test comes, you get a little nervous because you got to remember everything that you studied. You got to remember all the material that you read. You got to remember that word. You got to remember the principles, the laws, and the rules, and the regulations. You got to remember the techniques, the skills, and everything that you're learning in this time and season of discomfort, this ease in your life. But just remember, it's not in vain. God is getting us ready for the next level. Amen, because I do believe that God is switching out hands in this season. God is getting rid of the old, and God's bringing in new players. Come on. God's getting rid of the old leadership, and God's bringing in a new leadership. Hallelujah. God said, I set kings up, and I pull kings down. And so God's switching it off. He says, I'm looking for leaders and pastors that have my heart. I'm looking for those that listens to my heart and have the same heart as I do. Concern about the people, are there to empower the people, protect the people, teach the people concerned about. And so I believe in this season, God's switching hands, God's switching and positions, and he's taking the ones from the bottom and he's bringing them to the top. I believe that God's bringing you from the back of the line and bringing you to the front of the line. I believe that those that are last will be first. I believe that there's a shift going on. Hallelujah. And God is getting you ready. God's getting you ready. God spoke to many of us probably towards the last second half of last year and told some of you what it is that he's getting ready to do. But now you get to go through the preparation stage. So when you come out as pure gold, fortified, can't be beat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so we thank God tonight for that word. I pray and hope that you got some good nuggets from that word. I pray and hope that you understand the place and the position and the season that you are in. You are in a preparation stage for what it is that God is going to bring you into next. Amen. So we're going to open up the lines and we're going to give you an opportunity to respond, amen, to the word of the Lord tonight, to respond to what it is that God is doing in your life. And to encourage you, don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed at where you might be. Amen. We're going to open up the lines. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Evangelist Mays, ladies and gentlemen, on Straight to the Point. This is 2021. Thank you so much, Evangelist, for that powerful word. And ladies and gentlemen, we just got to pay attention. We got to pay attention, Evangelist. That's all we got to do is pay attention to the word of God and know that he is in charge of everything. Amen, amen,
everything.
Amen. Praise God. Evangelist, I think most of the people are listening via the internet tonight, so we're excited about that. And we just want to give it back over to you, but we just thank you so much for kicking us off on this new year on Straight to the Point. And we just thank God for his powerful word, ladies and gentlemen. The word will never fail.
Amen.
Yeah, back to you, Evangelist.
It will never fail. Amen. His words will never fail. Amen. And so we embrace the word of the Lord for this year coming, 2021. We embrace the word of the Lord, a time of preparation and responsibility, great responsibilities falling upon that new faces that are coming out. God is putting it on us and look, letting us know, she'll turn you up, you're next. Come on, let's take it all the way in. We're going to take it all the way in. And so it's our turn. This is our, we're up. You know that you play in the baseball game, batter up.
Yep, batter
he's
up.
Tossing us that baton.
The bases are full. All the bases are full.
Tossing that bat. Yes,
that's right.
Knock it out the park. Knock it out the park. And
praise
we
God.
Can do it. Amen. Because he said we are more than conquerors. We have overcome. We have overcome. Because he has overcome. Amen. So we bless God for the word of the Lord tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you that will be listening to this broadcast. We pray that something was said to encourage you, to build you up, to keep you moving. You know, don't quit, don't give up. Come on. It's only a test. You're being prepared for the next level. Grab that baton. Let's go. Let's get it. Amen. Let's do what we got to do and allow the Holy Spirit to refine us so that we will come out as pure gold, ready to go. Amen. So we want to honor Dr. Henderson again tonight and thank her so very much for giving us the opportunity to stand in for her, which are some pretty big shoes to fill, but I thank God for the opportunity. We thank God for all of you, the listeners. Amen. We thank God for Dr. Vaughn, always, always, always on point. We thank God for you. Amen. And so we just want to keep each other in prayer. We're not going to go through the other two sessions tonight, but we want to keep one another up in prayer. Remember to pray for your brothers and your sisters. Amen. And we want to thank God for all of those of you that made it to 2021. We thank God for you. And for those of you that are dealing with losses from last year, from family members, amen, that was affected by the virus or any other diseases, or for whatever reason that they may not be here with us today physically, listen, I want to encourage you and let you know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. There, wherever they have happened, we bless God for it, and we pray for the strength of the Lord for your family and to comfort you. You know, the Bible says that he's a comforter to those that mourn. Amen. So we thank God when those moments come, because we will make it through. Amen. And so we thank God for all of the blessings that he has given us, all of the times that he kept us. We thank him for every provision that he made for us throughout the year of 2020. We thank God that 2021 is going to be even a greater year. Amen. I'm looking forward to great things in 2021. I am looking forward to mighty things, mighty move of God. Amen, in 2021. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so we're not going to hold you any longer. We just want, Dr. Vaughn, if you have anything else that you want to add before we end the session tonight.
Yes, thank you so much, Evangelist. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point, 2021, our first wonderful, wonderful show of the network of the new year. With the Evangelist Jackie.
Yes.
Evangelist, I wanted to let everybody know how, for those who want to get in touch with your ministry, if you won't mind letting people know how to get in touch with you concerning their ministry as well. Amen. God bless you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have Kingdom Outreach Ministry. You can reach us. Amen. You can reach us on Facebook under Kingdom Outreach Ministry. You can also reach out to me through by email. That's JackieMaize@yahoo.com. That's JackieMaize@yahoo.com. Amen. And we will respond to you. And we are an outreach ministry that reaches out to the community. We reach out to the neighborhood. We reach out to the homeless and those that are less fortunate. And we meet their needs both naturally and spiritually. Whatever they have need of, if we can meet that need, we'll get that need met, or we'll give them over to resources that can. We feed the hungry. We clothe them. We give shelter to some. Amen. We just try to get out there and love on people, spread the love of Jesus Christ, talk to people, visit the sick. Amen. And just be there to be God's hands and his feet in whatever way that we can in our community, in our city, in our state. Amen. So if you would like to be a part of that, or if you would like to support it, you can also support it through finances if you would like, through Cash App. That's $KingdomOutreachCNT. That's $KingdomOutreachCNT. For every donation and everything that, you know, people do to help and support the ministry, we thank God for it, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Evangelist. Thank you so much. Powerful, powerful.
Yes.
You know, Evangelist, I was thinking about, as you was praying and sharing information there, I was thinking about our first responders. I just want to let people know around the globe, we're praying for all first responders around the globe, United States, all continents that are doing what they do. They do what they do. And I cannot imagine, Evangelist, what some of them are going through mentally, physically, and spiritually.
Exactly.
So we lift up and cover in the name of Jesus. We cover all responders to helping others and sacrificing their lives and
Lord,
families in relationships in some cases just to take care of others. So God bless you all first responders from A to Z, no matter what your color, creed,
title
or race
is.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It don't matter. If you helping
Amen.
Folks, we just pray over you in the mighty name of Jesus. Man, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, you know, that you're right, because they're dealing with a lot. Not only are they caring for the sick, they've become the family for the sick, because they limited, you know, visitations and things, and many of them are dying, and those nurses and those doctors and those techs are the ones that are there holding their hand. They're the ones that they spent their last hours and days and weeks with, you know, and loved ones are not able to be there. So we do thank God for those, and pray for the strength and protection over their minds, you know, that God will give them peace, you know, and bless their families as well. And they're putting themselves in harm's way every day that they go to work. They're putting themselves in a position that they may, you know, catch the virus as well. So we thank God for them, and we thank God for the families. And like I said, we want to keep the families lifted up the year, you know. Keep them lifted up for God to give them strength and give them courage and comfort them.
Amen. Amen. Evangelist, so thank you so much for that. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Straight to the Point with Evangelist Jackie Mays. You know, Evangelist, I want to also let people know about the Word of the Lord. Ladies, it's so important to get the answers from the Word of God. And 1 Corinthians 10 and 13 talks about this, and I'll just read this very quickly. God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above what you are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way of escape. Ladies and gentlemen, know that God is not tempting us, but will make a way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's in the King James Version, but I would encourage you to read the entire chapter about that. But God will make a way, is my point here about the Word, ladies and gentlemen. He'll make a way because he loves us so much. And ladies and gentlemen, we're just excited about what God's doing. Yeah. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen. Well, we are at the end of our show, and we want to thank you all for joining us, and we want to just leave you with always forgive, and forgive quick, and always love, and love hard. Amen. God bless you all. Go in peace and be blessed in Jesus' name. Thank
in
you
Jesus
for joining
name.
Us.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen, Evangelist. And as you mentioned earlier, Evangelist, it's only a test, ladies and gentlemen. You just got to trust God. Evangelist, we just got to trust
only
God.
Only a test.
Amen. It's only a test. Amen. So we
want
y'all to lean on the Word. Know that the Word, as my bishop say, is nothing but the Word. The Word will stand forever, ladies and gentlemen. Just know that
it
for
will
sure.
Stand.
Amen. Evangelist, give love to your family, and have a happy new
Thank
year.
You.
I know you will. God bless
happy
you. Can't wait to talk
to you
again.
As well.
And have a great rest of the evening and a great rest of the week coming up as well. God bless you. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Evangelist Jackie Mays brought the Word to us. Thank you so much, Evangelist. God bless in our home today. And ladies, I want you guys to share this out, too. Share this out on your networks, ladies and gentlemen. Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, All Points North, so somebody can get blessed. Somebody can come to the Lord tonight when listening to the broadcast that Sister Jackie has shared with you in the Word. So thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for doing that. Hey, this has been Straight to the Point 2021. This is the first show with Evangelist Jackie May, and on behalf of Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, we thank you so much, Dr. Henderson, for allowing us to be with you tonight in this realm and taking the reins here for you tonight. So thank you so much. We bless your family as well, Dr. Henderson, and all that you do in your ministry and in your gifts to the Lord. Amen. So we thank you so much. All right, we're out of here, Evangelist. Take care. We're going to let this wonderful song by Bishop Trotter. It's only
God
a test,
you.
Ladies and gentlemen. Amen. God bless you.
God bless
it
you.
Is a test. All right. Enjoy the song, ladies and gentlemen. Take, this has been Straight to the Point. God bless you now. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, you better praise God. Wherever you're at, ladies and gentlemen, stop what you're doing and just praise Him, ladies and gentlemen. God is so awesome. Thank you so much, Father, for your wonderful, wonderful praise today and through song. Thank you so much, Father. Hey, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's be straight to the point with Evangelist Mays. And guess what? We approve this message. Take care. Have a great great rest of the evening and a powerful and productive week, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next time on Straight to the Point. God bless. Bye-bye.